107.5 WLAK, Amory's Real News and Great Conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For Civic Media News, I'm Isabella Nieto. As part of International Fraud Awareness Week, Attorney General Josh Call is drawing attention to the significant financial harm caused by fraud in Wisconsin and launching a new public education flyer to help the public understand the warning signs. Joanne Krulatz reports.
According to data compiled by the Federal Trade Commission's Consumer Sentinel Network, more than 30,000 fraud reports were submitted by Wisconsin residents in 2024. Reported losses in Wisconsin totaled more than $109 million, and the median reported loss was $360. The most frequently reported types of fraud for Wisconsin consumers included online shopping scams, business imposters, and government imposters. Older adults continue to be especially affected by financial scams. FTC data from Wisconsin shows that people ages 60 and over reported higher median losses than a younger age group. Financial exploitation of older adults is often underreported, and financial harm may be greater than what appears in available data. To help people recognize when they may be in the middle of a scam, the Wisconsin DOJ Division of Criminal Investigation has created a public education flyer. The flyer outlines several warning signs, including being pressured to act quickly, being told to keep a transaction secret, having someone on the phone direct what to do, or feeling confusion or uncertainty. When these signs appear, the flyer advises people to stop and not withdraw or send money until they have had time to verify what is happening. Scammers frequently impersonate government agencies, law enforcement, tech support, bank or credit union staff, or a family member or romantic partner claiming to be in trouble.
You can find more information on how to protect yourself and loved ones from fraud on the Wisconsin Department of Justice website. I'm Isabella Nieto for Civic Media News.
An NFC North showdown awaits the Packers this Sunday. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports. When the Packers take on the Vikings Sunday, it'll be the first of five divisional matchups for Green Bay the rest of the season. Quarterback Jordan Love on the importance of these late-season games.
Definitely. I think you look at the teams in our division. Everybody's in it. You know, everybody's kind of got similar records. And obviously, like you said, we'll be playing everybody here at the back half. So definitely some games we're going to have to go out there and win. But like you said, you know, the NFC North is wide open. And we got to take advantage of these games, go out there and go win it. But, yeah, it's an interesting schedule.
It was the opening week of the season the last time the Packers played an NFC North opponent. They'll play five in seven games the rest of the season. Jordan Love on the quirky schedule.
Definitely, yeah. It's been a weird schedule for us, you know, playing obviously a week one division game and now I don't even know what week it is 12, yeah, and it's been a long time, so it's felt weird. And obviously we'll have, you know, a couple back-to-back right now, so I'm definitely a stretch that we'll have to, you know, take advantage of.
Kickoff is at noon on Sunday at Lambeau Field. Also, the Packers game against the Bears on December 7 was flexed from noon to 3:25 in the afternoon. The Bucks lost in overtime to the 76ers last night, 123-114. Coach Doc Rivers said that they have to play better even without Giannis.
When the ball stuck, we didn't score. When a play broke down and we moved it and kept moving it, we got whatever we wanted all night. And I couldn't, you implore them. We worked on that for 2 days because you anticipate things breaking down, you know, not having Giannis.
Milwaukee plays red-hot Detroit tomorrow night at 7 p.m. College sports, Wisconsin football gets Illinois tomorrow night with a 6 p.m. kickoff. Meanwhile, men's hoops is at BYU this evening to take on the 9th-ranked Cougars. Today is the final day of the state high school football championships with divisions 3 through 1 in action. Winning titles yesterday were Kenosha St. Joseph, Darlington, Mayville, and Winneconne. The games are at Camp Randall Stadium in Madison. You can find more information on the matchups at WIAAWI.org. I'm Jimmy Cuska for Civic Media Sports.
We have some really nice weather on the way as we head into the weekend. Today, sunshine with a high in the mid to upper 40s this afternoon. Tonight will be mostly clear with a low dropping into the low to mid 20s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and even warmer with a high in the upper 40s to low 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Amory News Roundup from WLAK. Find more news anytime at WLAKradio.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.